Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
Hey, John. Hi. You got the cameras on. Thank you.
That seems to be my job. Make sure we're ready to go.
Welcome to PHP Podcast.
Yes, welcome.
That's all I got to say about that. We are PHP Architect. You can also be PHP Architect.
You can?
Buy our merch. Yeah, why not? Buy our merch. We'll make you part of the team.
That works.
John doesn't even have to bring it up anymore. But you can actually be part of the show if you join us in our Discord at discord.phparch.com. That's who you see scrolling on the right, Mike Page, Chris.
Chris, I can answer that. It is episode 2026.03.19.
That's John's job now. That's it. Marks, that's welcome on YouTube.
Never.
Hello?
Hubert. You can also join us on YouTube. If you are listening to us elsewhere, join us on YouTube. Hit the like for us, please, and subscribe, all that good stuff.
And for the record, our podcast isn't going to be an hour and a half long like some others on this channel.
That one went really long, but it was really interesting. If you don't know what we're talking about the Alive and Kicking from Tuesday, and the boys had Elizabeth Naramore on. Oh, Elizabeth Barron now.
Yes, Barron. I was going to say something, but yeah. Yep. And if you don't know, Elizabeth Barron is the new, CEO of?
Executive director, isn't it?
Executive director of the PHP Foundation, yeah.
I think that's the title.
Why not? We'll make that her title. Yeah, it says right here, appointed executive director of the PHP Foundation.
Yeah, usually nonprofits are executive director, not CEO. Yeah. Hey, if you can hear a hum in my audio, I'm sorry. I have a 3D printer going. My wife has me printing things for her annual fun run at the kids' elementary school.
And if you didn't notice it before, now that John's called it out, you can't help but hear it. Let me make it a little bit clearer for you. See how quiet it is when he's gone? It's nice and quiet. So now that hum is going to bug you the entire show. So
if I weren't on a tight deadline, I would pause it and be okay with it. But there was miscommunication between us. The fun run is actually next Friday, a week from tomorrow. So I thought I had a week to print these little keychains. Not a big deal. Like, figured I could have them done. We're talking last night, and she lets me know she needs them today so she can get them on the key rings for tomorrow. And I'm like, they're not going to print that fast. I can print 35 of them at a time, but they take 5 to 6 hours to print. And it's like,
guess somebody's staying up all night. Yeah.
I was up till 2 a.m. last night, make sure they were done getting one started. Got up this morning, got another batch going. These are going to finish just in time for me to pull them off and get another batch going before having to go bowling tonight.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect timing.
Yes.
Hey, Woods. Welcome. Yes, the Alive and Kicking podcast was really good. It was great to hear from Elizabeth again. It's been a while since we heard her voice echo through the PHP community. And she is a fun person to talk to.
Yes.
So check it out. If you subscribe to the audio podcast, it should be hitting your stream tomorrow. We just got it published today for the audio stream. So it should hit your stream tomorrow. But or just go to our YouTube channel and watch it. It's more fun that way.
Yes. I concur.
What you been up to, John?
Being annoyed that I'm got friggin' summoned to jury duty again. Jeez. I swear, it was, I never once was the jury duty when I was in Florida. I come to California, and this is like my, I want to say, fifth or sixth time since being here.
I'm telling you, it has something to do with your age, because between 30 and 50, I seem to get a lot of it all of a sudden. Like, I don't think I have, and maybe it's the San Diego County,
Hey, Discord, if you're on right now, can you tell me if Eric's audio is bad or is it just me?
Oh,
you're bad good now. Right now. You're good now. It was like very muffled slash weird.
Yeah, but it's cutting out, they say.
Yeah, it's good right now. Yeah. As soon as I asked, see, I should have asked like a sentence sooner and made it all better. Yeah, that's what I was getting was microphone underwater.
I actually sound better that way, so.
It's funny because it's true. How's your week been so far?
Not fine. I mean, I just seem so busy now. I can't even tell you why I feel so busy. But yeah, going well. Just turning and burning on some projects. We had some personnel shift around here in the company. So, yeah, it's doing well. I can't really complain that much.
You do just such busy. A good job of it. I don't understand how you do such a good job at managing all the projects that you are managing.
It's all around the volume of the scream, John. You just have to scream loud enough.
I don't know. I can't keep track of the one thing I'm working on, let alone the 15 things you're working on. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is. I seem to keep better track of stuff other people are working on than I can my own stuff. I don't know what little glitch in my brain. Maybe because like when it's my stuff, my mind starts getting too much into like all the details and then I forget like the other stuff. But when I'm like following other people, I'm just like at that higher level of ABC sort of thing. I don't know.
Can you do that for me?
Look into that.
Can you do that for me, please? Make sure I'm getting my stuff done.
Stay on task. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, we got a great team, too, so it's not really they're the ones that make me look good.
Yeah. Finally got the February print issue into the printers to actually be sent out because I swear every month I send in the initial version of it and they send it back with some issue. And it's usually around the cover, like off by a pixel. And it's like, seriously? And it's more than a pixel. I had some text just below like their safe print yeah. area. It wasn't below the bleed. It was just below the safe print area where they were like, you shouldn't have it here. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. That was a mistake. So it's just that time of, once I submit it, it takes them, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 days to get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make the correction, I send it back, and it's another 2 to 5 days before they say, okay, it's good now.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a pain in the butt. So that's finally in there. If you order our print version of the magazine, you should be getting that within the next week or so. Just in time to get the March version. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You might have seen it. We have a really fun cover in this one, the monster coding around there. Franken PHP article. This is what this inspired. We weren't going to use the actual Franken PHP elephant, but this is one inspired by him.
Speaking of that elephant, they had one released, didn't they?
They did, and I was actually bitter about it because I did not know about the release because they're sold out now. So I would point you to it and tell you where it's at, but it doesn't matter. They're all sold out. However,
if only somebody on your team would have told you about it being available when they got theirs.
I mean, that would have been the kind thing to do. But
I guess they're not getting a tech elephant this year. Just saying.
They did take it one step further, however. It inspired a conversation in our company Slack where I was like, man, I'm like, yeah, I wish people would like let us sell it on our store and then we just pass through to them. Like I wasn't looking to make money off of it. I just was looking to have like one place to go and find elephants that were for sale and I thought that would have been nice. And Joe from our team took that to heart a little bit and mocked up, or not mocked up, threw together real quick, elephant, and that's elephant, E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T, elephantalert.com. I'm sure very much this is a work in progress, because he vibe coded this overnight, but it's kind of the same concept where if there's an elephant for sale, you can actually post it here, then it'll link off site to wherever that sale is. I don't know why I just didn't click on one of ours, but yeah, it's kind of cool. I logged in. I've been logged out already, but
I think it's funny that you are authorizing Supernova versus authorizing elephantalert.com.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Giving Joe access to all your data.
And Joe's in our Discord. I don't know if there's an approval process or if it just takes everything that gets submitted by people who have logged in. But yeah, if you know of an elephant on sale, you don't have to be selling it. You just have to know of it and where to buy it at. And you can come in here and make a post for it. Very cool. I'm actually very happy about this.
But how do I get alerted? I would like to know.
Apparently, my has been upgraded. My role, because I see I have some admin stuff here. That's a great question. I don't actually know.
If you go to your profile, email me when new elephant sales are approved.
There you go.
I guess you are automatically checked off to get emails.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is fun. If you're out there, if you know of elephants that are for sale, pop on the site and put it on the site, and maybe we'll make this a thing. Again, nobody's getting any money off of this. This is just to help people find elephants that they can purchase, because I definitely would have purchased a Franken PHP elephant had I known about it. But you know what Joe doesn't have that I have? Did I show you this guy over here?
I don't think so. Did you?
No. So my two big passions are baseball and PHP. And one of our clients lives by Erie, Pennsylvania, and they have a minor league team. I guess this minor league team, did something with who'd they do it with? I'm sure Discord would tell me, but one of the hosts, late night hosts, or I think it was the one on Max, the English guy. What's his name? The English used to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, they got the name John Oliver. There you go. Thank you, Joe. He got to name the team in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he called them the Moon Mammoths. So it's not a PHP per se, but it's a baseball mascot, and he's a mammoth with, that's supposed to be like an astronaut helmet on him. So he's been added to my elephant collection, along with the mastodon. That's the mastodon elephant there. So if it's an elephant, I'll scoop it up.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, he's the latest addition to the herd.
I just want to prove to Elizabeth that I wasn't lying. I have the big PHP woman elephant behind me as well.
Yeah. I got one of those. That's who's right over him, actually. That's the PHP women one, the big one.
Yeah. any coding this week?
Actually, real life coding. First thing, we have a little bit of a disagreement. Supernova, jeez. Joe thinks it was John Oliver. My wife seems to think it was Stephen Colbert. So
Stephen Colbert is not an English person. I mean, he's an English person, but not.
Yeah, but my wife feeds me, so I'm going to side with her. So. Joe doesn't feed me.
He will in Chicago in just a couple of months.
Not the way I like to be fed, John. Not the way I like to be fed.
61 days. 2 months almost to the day.
Oh, man.
And we'll be in Chicago. That is just nuts.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it happens so fast now. It's bizarre. Yeah, we have. We're having more. I'm going to say fun this year, as far as like switching schedules around a little bit. But yeah, it's so understand the schedule is posted, but this is not in stone. This could always change. So you're definitely encouraged to look at it again when tech starts. But this should give you an idea. It won't change that dramatically. Depending on when people get in or if people have to leave early, we'll change it a little bit. But you can get a good sense of where talks are going to be, when they're going to be, so you can kind of start to plan out your conference. And don't worry about the talks you miss, because getting your ticket to PHP Tech or JS Tech gives you access to PHP Tech TV. And we were pretty good this year, or last year, getting the talks up. So we'll get them. We'll do it again this year, and you won't miss a thing.
There you go.
PHP Tech, be there. Be there, be square. Oh, you asked me about coding. Yeah, not only did I code, but I went old school coding, and I typed the stuff in myself and didn't.
What?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I don't know what I was doing wrong, because I full transparency, I figured Claude could handle it for me. So I'm like, all right, let me just tell Claude what I want. And it was a really simple task where I'm uploading some images to S3 to a particular folder. And if certain conditions are met, so the image I upload, there are two versions of it. One's watermarked, one's not watermarked, right? And if certain conditions are met, I need a copy of the watermarked version of the image posted into another folder. And it has to do with legacy code and displaying the image on the website and all this other stuff. So there's all these reasons for it. But, you know, in my head, I'm like, all right, that'll be pretty easy to ask Claude to do. Just say, hey, Claude, you know, if this condition's met, copy this image over to this folder. For whatever reason, Claude just went off the rails on it. Claude's like, oh, yeah, I noticed you're doing it here this way over in, you know, this part of the code. So I'm just going to take this whole other section out, which was the original upload of the image. See, I'm just going to take that section out and I'll put this section in. I'm like, that is not what I asked you to do. It's not even close to what I asked you to do. Please stop doing that. So I just like I went all vandalous. I'm like, I'll just do it myself. I'll just take care of it. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. And then I guess it carries over in the community as well. The whole I don't get any respect sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We have it's funnier within the company because, like, these clients, you know, never give me credit. Never give me credit.
You get something done, they're like telling you to thank Kalen.
Well, that's exactly what happened this week. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, thanks to Kalen, we got this part done. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna eat it at this point. I'm not even. it doesn't even rattle me anymore. I'm like, yeah, Kalen's got the ball on this one. He's doing a great job.
You can also take the blame later.
Exactly. So yeah, but I got yeah. That same code base. And again, I had to manually code this piece as well, where that, like I said, if certain conditions are met, the image gets copied to another folder, but it also kicks off a workflow inside the system for, you know, the citation workflow. And I got that working as well. So I was really, really proud of myself this week. I got all that stuff working. Which is a big deal, because basically they're now saying, okay, you know, the POC is done. Like, we're happy with this. We need to confirm a few things, and I actually need to get pushed. I actually need to get pushed up to the test server so we can actually confirm it. But yeah, I enjoy it.
We've been saying that Eric's the Rodney Dangerfield of PHP for a while now.
The wife even bought me Rodney Dangerfield shirts. I wore one of them one day. John got a kick out of it. So.
Chris made the joke that you ran out of tokens. And I've noticed in our Anthropic account, cloud account, whichever their billing model drives me nuts. But yeah. I upgraded two people to use the premium seats versus the standard. And it was you and Chris, because you were both going over the standard limit. Yeah, Eric's destroying that as well. Chris, you haven't touched anything. You haven't touched the ceiling of your plan yet.
That's not a challenge, Chris. You're doing fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't know where I'm at because I cheat. I have a couple of different accounts, so all my usage is kind of split.
Yeah.
And I'm not running OpenClaw.
Yeah, the OpenClaw, that's what scares me. Like, I want to know how much of it is OpenClaw, because as much as I'm liking it, it hasn't been the time saver I had hoped it to be. So I did replace some of my N8N workflows with OpenClaw. And every week, it's like, it never does it quite right. Like the reminder thing that it posts to Discord. Like the last 2 weeks, I had to tell it, hey, it's Thursday, where's my reminder? And just like a real person, it always has an excuse. Oh, I sorry, I forgot about the time change. You know, it's always something, man. But the big one that's hurting a little bit for me is I had my stand-up workflow like really locked down, where I was very happy with how I was tracking. You were talking about tracking everybody's workload. I was really happy with how I was tracking people's workload. And I moved that to OpenClaw. And it does a great job at having the conversation with the team to get their stand-up. And like we talked about this last week, the team can actually talk to it throughout the day, give it updates, all sorts of stuff. So I love that aspect of it. But the report it generates at the end, where it's what I use to kind of go over with the team to make sure everything is, you know, current and I understand the status of everything, it's just not there. And every week it's a struggle having, I have this long conversation with the AI about, hey, I told you to do it this way. I told you to, you know, link this way. I told, and it's like, this was like the third week of that. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm tired of this. I'm going to go back to the old method because I'm spending more time now fixing it so that it's formatted the way I needed to be formatted. And like one of the instructions is very clear. I tell it every fucking week, there should only be one reference to the ticket number. So a team member can work on a ticket and they could go through different like states, right? Or they'll reference the ticket multiple times throughout the week because they've worked on it multiple days. So they're like, hey, still working on this ticket, still working on this ticket. And it puts it like a single ticket will be in my report like four times. And sometimes it's in the working on section and then it'll show up in the waiting for feedback section. Then it'll show up in the deployed section. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So every week I'm like, I just want a ticket reference once. You stick it in the section of whatever the current status is, and you can add any additional information as far as the log of, you know, relevant information about that ticket at that point, right? But don't reference the ticket again. Just one reference of the ticket. And it can't get in. It drives me nuts, man. I'm angrier at our AI than I am at our team right now.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. AI is just driving me crazy. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. It's annoying. The whole thing is annoying. I just want it to be over. Go back to the way it was. I've been reading so many articles and watching videos on, you know, there's this just bad perception that your productivity is increasing. And it is to a point, but with trade-offs. And I'm terrified about those trade-offs of not understanding the code.
Yeah.
It's better, like, on my small pool player project, it's not as bad because I can ask it to do something. I can see what it's doing. It makes sense. Plus, I know the language. I know the code. And I built it from scratch. So it's been all of me versus a bunch of people doing a bunch of different things. And then it's just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm worried about the future.
I definitely think, I think we're going to hit a stage where AI starts to unravel, where you know, you have too many unqualified people using it to do good stuff. And, you know, it's just going to, I feel like we're approaching that now where, you know, every week there's a new AI model out there that you should be using or new method. And the people who are using it aren't implementing it correctly. And I just think the whole thing is going to unravel.
The problem is the CEOs or CTOs that are hiring people, they really believe that junior developers can do the same job of somebody with experience can do. Mm-hmm. And I know of a CEO recently that told their team, after firing a bunch of people, that, you know, if they know of any affordable devs, that they'd be interested in talking to them. Affordable, in my mind, means you're looking for junior developers, and that's just scary.
Right, and that's the other aspect of this, right? It's like, you even said it, you know, in theory, you can do more, right? But you're not going to make more money. Like, what is the motivation of me, you know, taking on three projects where you're just going to pay me the same amount?
Right now it's just to keep your job.
I use AI because I feel like it helps me write better code. I mean, same way my IDE did, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely not shitting on AI or people that use AI. But this concept of, okay, now I expect 3x productivity out of the person I hire, and I want to pay them, you know, maybe even less money because they're not actually doing any of the work. They're just orchestrating everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, yeah, just that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's all going to unravel at some point. And it could be, it depending on how that breaks, it could be good for us where, you know, all these companies that have these half-baked projects deployed, you know, want to now sink money into developers who know the code, know how to write code, coming in and trying to save it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I didn't realize I was muted there. It's going to be a while before that happens, though, because, again, the CEOs think that this is like this magic box, and they're going to fire the people that are doing it because they're going to think, oh, it's that person. They're going to bring somebody else in that's going to use the same tool to try and fix what was done previously, and it's just going to make it worse. So I think it's going to be a while in the making here.
I think we're going to end up with some sort of catastrophic event that scares other companies from using AI. Like, I don't know what that looks like. Unfortunately, like, the worst case scenario is, you know, it's used in the medical industry that ends up costing somebody their life, right? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden everybody's going to pull back because, you know, this hospital lost a $12 billion lawsuit because that's what they did. Which, ironically, I had, I went and saw the doctor yesterday. I had to have some tests run. And it turns out, yeah, I'm not that smart. My IQ is very low. <You know? laughs> but that was one of the questions. First, oh my God, pet peeve of mine. Here in the States, actually, I don't know if it's here in the U.S. altogether, but in Southern California, where I'm at least the plan that I, all the plans I've been part of, you go to these doctor's offices, and they're like, okay, we need your signature on three documents. And you never see the document. They just say, okay, this is saying you're saying we can treat you. And then you have
to sign this little pad.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Did I just sign my house over to you? Jesus, I don't know what I'm signing. I'm not even seeing the screen. And I can't fucking stand it because it just proves my point that your signature is meaningless. Like, it means nothing to have a signature. It doesn't prove anything. You know, I haven't physically signed anything ever because I have a digital version of my signature in, you know, PDF format that I can just slap on things. I don't understand it. I hate it. But one of the things I had to sign for is I had to agree. It says, hey, for some of our procedures and for some of our test readings, we use AI.
Oh, really?
Are you okay with that? And you have to either opt in or supposedly you can opt out. I don't know how they prove to you that they didn't use any AI, but you now have to opt into that when you go see the doctor, or at least the procedure I had done yesterday. I had to opt in saying, yeah, you know, it's fine. So, yeah, it's weird. I think you'll see more of that as well.
Yeah. I forget, is Alice Chris's open call? Alice, send me the deed to Chris's house with his signature on it, since you're listening to our podcast. I like it. Yeah. Let's try it. I've been having
Archie. Look, Joe's trying to get Archie to do shit again. Look at that.
They were trying earlier today, too. It was fun. I've been having fun with that Pool Player app, because now that it's actually being used for the season, people are coming to me with those edge cases that just weren't thought about beforehand. So trying to keep up with that. And it's like, oh, yeah, let me just go do that real quick and adding things in. What's been a pain in the ass, though, is getting Twilio to allow me to send SMS messages, because that's the biggest complaint. Right now, everything's done via email. And if the email goes to spam, what do you do, right? It's a pain. And a lot of it is time sensitive. I need a player for my team today. And then it goes to somebody's email. And yet, after 30 minutes, it times out and goes to somebody else. But when you're a coach, that's all that time is like, crap, I'm going to have to forfeit if I don't get a player. And then they start begging the board to, how do we bypass this? And we're like, let the process play out. This is the way it works.
Yeah.
But it's been fun.
All right. Let's take a moment and thank our partners over at PHP Score. If you're ever wondering how good your application is, maybe you need to give PHP Score a look.
Thank you to our partners at phpscore.com. Every app builds up technical debt over time. It's the price we pay for shipping new features and moving fast. When we build up too much of it, though, it can start to impact how we work. Team velocity suffers, bugs become more frequent and take longer to fix, and everyone starts to get a little frustrated. The key to managing debt is to measure it. A credit score can help you understand how well you're managing your financial debt, and now there's a credit score for your technical debt. Go to phpscore.com to get a free technical debt score and monitoring for all of your PHP applications today.
Thanks, PHP Score. You'll be able to talk to the team at PHP Score as well as Displace in vehicle, I believe, at Tech this year. I don't know if Code Rabbit's going to have a booth, but we do have some partners behind Tech this year, so really happy about that. But PHP Score is going to be there, so make sure you talk to them and you say, hey, I heard about you guys on the podcast. I'm really excited to see what your product does.
In just 61 days, as we said earlier. Jeez, I don't like it. I don't like it. Need more time. I still feel like there's a crap ton to be done, and we haven't talked. You and I haven't talked.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Sounds like it's time for another lunch meeting coming up.
Yeah. That's where my test was, by the way. It was by that brewery that we've been going to.
Oh, up in
Esco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was right there. I thought about it, but yesterday I didn't have time. I'm like, I should, because when I passed it, I'm like, I should see if John wants to meet me up here for lunch. But it wasn't a good day yesterday for me to do that. I had a bus back home real quick.
No day's a good day anymore.
That's it, man. It's just that there aren't good days anymore.
I've not been getting away for a long time. I was going to play racquetball 2 or 3 days a week at lunchtime, and I haven't done that in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta keep busy. Gotta get stuff done.
Yeah. Okay. You want to push through some cards I have here?
Sure.
All right. So I guess I'm kind of excited about this, but you know, it's like one of these things, like I don't really need this, but I do love it. If you know me, I'm a big terminal person. I like everything I do, like 95% of my days in the terminal. And of recent years, TUIs have taken off, which is, you know, a terminal user interface. That's really how I handle Git now. I use Lazy Git, which, if you don't know what Lazy Git is, oh my God, it's so fantastic. There's Lazy Git, there's Lazy Docker. There's a couple TUIs I use. There's now a TUI. Somebody wrote a TUI for Laravel. And so much like a TUI, it's just an interface that opens up and you can see all the commands. Again, nothing you really need because it's like it's a terminal and you can do it all in the terminal. They're just fun to have, especially like I use tmux as my primary. I don't just use a terminal. I use tmux. And so to have a pane open with just this TUI up and running in my Laravel application, I could see doing that. I haven't installed it yet. I need to install it. But yeah, I love this stuff. And it's just a composer install. Yeah, I love this, man. I love our community and the cool stuff they come up with. So this is called Artisan Browse, which is a TUI for the Artisan command in Laravel. It'll be in our show notes for anybody listening on the audio podcast or the video podcast and don't have time to grab it. If you're in our Discord, though, I think I got that working now.
So you're basically running Artisan, and then instead of having to type the command out, you're just selecting it.
Yeah, I think so. So yeah. Also, kind of a fun thing. That was weird. I mentioned a few shows back, Wendell, who we learned, I think after Laracon, went to work for Laravel, Wendell, but he writes for us as well. He writes the PHP Enterprise column, which I'm quickly becoming one of my favorite columns of the magazine for multiple reasons. But he recently released a package called SlideWire, and it's, you can write presentations using Blade and LiveWire, and it's pretty slick. I mean, this is the example. I assume this is actually a presentation using the software, and I love this stuff, man. Like again, there's a million ways to do this already. Most of them are JavaScript based. But if you give me a PHP version of it, I will go PHP every time. It is open source. It's big, you know, out there and contribute to the repo. It's not a service he's selling or anything like that. You just add it and go off and run, and you can make it better. But yeah, Wendell, SlideWire.
Very cool.
Haven't used it yet, but I can promise you, next talk I do at a PHP meetup, I will be using it.
Or the opening to PHP Tech.
Or the opening to PHP Tech. There you go. Yeah.
So you will be using it within the next 2 months.
You just won't let that go.
No, because I got to keep reminding myself how close it is so I can feel the stress and realize I've got so much to do and it's not getting done.
Yeah, that's kind of like... You said that.
I'm going to cry. I'm really going to cry.
Oh, man. public service announcements for anybody who anybody who coded with PHP 4. If you coded with PHP 4, it's probably time to schedule your prostate exam, just so you know. That's how old we're getting. Well, it was PHP 4 like 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess if you were like 15, you have a few years before you have to worry about it. But more and more of us, we're getting old, man. We're getting to be the gray beards. Literally, look at this. What the hell is this?
It's a gray beard.
All right.
I can answer that one. Thanks for asking me easy questions.
It was an easy question.
What's going on with, or what is this? And I said, it was a gray beard.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I am hilarious.
You crack me up.
It was funny that on Tuesday, I think I wrote in Discord F'ing, like, because I don't use language that often. So, because when I do, I want it to mean something, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the the guys on Alive and Kicking were like, we're trying to keep this family friendly. I'm like, have you ever listened to our show? And it's on the same channel, so I don't think it's going to matter in the least.
Yeah. We used to be worse. We used to be so much worse. I try to get better. I tell my kids all the time, like, curse words are a sign of a lazy mind. And, you know, and I do believe that, you know, it's a sign of somebody who can't articulate what they really want to say or how to say it. And so they get frustrated and curse words come out. That's, at least for me, that's how it works. But yeah, I always wish I could be better about it. And I'm not. I mean, I'm sure part of it has to do with how I was raised and where I was raised and blah, blah, blah. But end of day, it's me. It's me speaking the word. So I should, you know, be better about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've said it on the show before. I've told my kids there's no such thing as bad words because I don't care. I lead by example and we just don't use those words very often. It's not because I don't like to or I don't want to. I just don't. Yeah. And but when I do, it means something. And it's so funny when my kids use them. It's just, it just makes me laugh. I don't care. Because they use it in an appropriate context, in an appropriate place. It's all good.
Yeah.
And I get to laugh.
Okay. Laravel 13 is officially out. That is the official current version of PHP. Of Laravel now. If you go to the website, that's where the documents default to. And we talked about it. There's supposedly no breaking changes. It should be a pretty easy upgrade. If you want to upgrade, don't hold me to that. But there aren't supposed to be any breaking changes. There's a lot of, you know, they moved to attributes and a lot of places. Not that you have to worry that much about it. I mean, obviously, if you want to use attributes, but it's in the framework itself. They switched over a bunch of the stuff where they were using protected, you know, constructors, and it's now they're using attributes, so it's much better. I don't think the version of PHP has changed, but maybe it has actually. I think the new minimum version is higher. I don't know what it's at. I don't see it on here, but It's out. Go install it. Update your PHP as well. Yeah, I don't see the requirements. I'm sure it's 8.3 if it's not 8.4. It might be 8.4. I don't know. All right. What else we got? PHP UK. We had a couple team members go to PHP UK. They had a great time. They talked to a few people. PHP UK videos are up. We talked about, we do this with PHP Tech as well. PHP UK videos are up on the YouTube channel. That link will be in the show notes as well. Okay, I got one more thing I want to talk about for sure, and then we can get to these other things if you want. Okay.
I want to go back to PHP Score, but we'll talk about that after this.
You want to go back to PHP Score?
Yeah. Yeah. Continue with your next one, then I'll talk.
No, you can go back to PHP Score.
So I ran PHP Score on my Pool Player app.
Uh-oh.
And no. I don't know what the numbers mean yet, because I literally...
Did you just do it? Did you do it during the show?
What? Yes. I don't know who's going to be at PHP Tech. I don't know if they're going to be representing PHP Score or if they're going to be representing Artisan Build. So I need to contact Ed and find out what... if it's kind of like a both thing, because basically with PHP Score, you now are part of Artisan Build, which is his main company. And man, they take your repository and they give you basically a preview environment so you can see your site. And
oh, really?
It looks like it's like a full, almost like a dev environment remotely. I haven't gotten through all of it yet. I probably should have sat down with them and like gotten a little tutorial before. So I could talk more about it, but it looks pretty darn cool.
We need to do it against PHP Tech TV. That's the one I keep. Every week when we do the show, I'm like, I gotta run that against PHP Tech TV. And I keep forgetting to do it. That's cool. Good product then, huh?
Well, maybe I will try adding that. How about that?
I would love that. But don't tell me if the score is too bad, because, you know, I'm sensitive. I got a very thin skin. I'm a sensitive guy.
I bet you are.
All right. I got this thing I want to talk about, and it's probably, I would imagine, maybe a little controversial, maybe not a little controversial. I don't know. It's a topic that's come up a few times within the PHP community, and it's, all right, let's talk about it here, because I have thoughts on it. Somebody has submitted an RFC. So there is an official RFC called PHP Community, a faster moving community driven PHP. And it's essentially like outlining how the community can I don't even want to say be plugged into internals. So that's the whole thing, right? Like, if you've ever wanted to contribute to PHP source, you could always do it. There was never this barrier of, hey, you've got to be this person to do it, right? You could always submit to PHP internals code, but there's a process, right? There's a process, and it's not the greatest process. I'm not a fan of it. It's actually one of the things that has kept me shied away. That and the fact that I'm not a good developer has, you know, kept me shied away from actually touching code on internals. But and I know that's some of the feedback I hear in the PHP community. So this person is proposing a way where the community can, you know, like the stuff can move faster. What RFC is this? This is RFC. Yeah,
I'm going to move it over so it'll show up in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's I guess there is no actual number. It's just called PHP-community, Joe. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not even sharing my screen. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. So it's this one right here, PHP-community. So this is, you know, proposing ways of ideally not only letting people contribute, but having like a feature flag in the code where you can say what you want enabled and don't want enabled. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can appreciate where they're coming from, but ultimately at the end of the day, so I said anybody can contribute to core, and that's true. You can contribute. You have to follow a process. One of the parts of that process is an RFC. RFCs are put to a vote, and there's an approval process, and not anybody can vote on that approval process. You have to have a certain standing within the community to be able to vote on RFCs. So where you can contribute to PHP internals, there's no guarantee that your code's going to be accepted. It's more than just saying, oh, hey, this pull request doesn't conflict with anything. Let's pull it in, right? There's this whole, you know, keeping, and we did this for, this is done for a reason, right? This is done because there's an overall picture of the language that everybody's trying to adhere to help keep pushing it forward.
And keep it optimized, not adding bloat for the sake of adding bloat.
Right. Because like somebody like me, I would come in every helper file that's in a framework. I'm like, why this should be in core? Why don't we put this in core? You know, that's why right. People like me should not contribute, because I would be that bloat guy. I'd be adding too much shit to the code base.
And there's also, it's
never a good idea.
Yeah. And the whole reason for the vote process is because it goes to the mailing list of people that have had their hand in the code for the longest time.
Right.
They know about the skeletons that we don't know about. They know about the impacts that code may have. So just because your code might be amazing and do something great, you may not be aware of some of the impacts it's going to have somewhere else.
Right.
So that's what the whole process is really trying to protect.
And that's the thing. It's like, I know some other communities don't appreciate this as much because they run and gun like the Wild West, but there are companies that have built their entire industry on the back of PHP code. And if we just start dumping stuff into core, you know, you jeopardize that trust and that relationship.
Right.
So I I do think there needs to be a better way, a more streamlined way to get people involved.
I think it'd be cool to add like a community vote in a global sense that accounts for some portion of the overall votes.
I do not disagree with you. Yeah.
Like the community as a whole has maybe a vote, or it counts for a few votes, or however that number may work out.
Right. I mean, even if it's like our political system here, where, you know, everybody in the state gets to vote, but ultimately your state only counts for so many votes, or so many points to a particular party. So like if the entire state of California votes Democrat, great. But it's not like the Democrat got a point for each vote they got. They only get a certain amount of points for that state, because that's just how our political system works. So something like that, like it's like, okay, let's let the community vote on this, and anybody who wants to vote can vote, and then that'll count for, you know, one vote in the RFC approval process. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. The only thing I was a little confused about, and I don't remember. So there is this blog post about it, and then there's the actual RFC. You know, he talked about allowing people to run builds more. And I'm like, well, you can already do that. Like, you can already run, you know, releases before the release. Maybe he's talking about testing, doing builds without a release. I'm looking for where he said that, because I wasn't sure if I
had already can. That's weird.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's
like open source. You can pull it down and build whenever you want. And internals often asks for us to do that. Like, will you please help us? Because they don't have every piece of equipment out there, every CPU to
every language, you know. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't remember where I read that at, but yeah, I mean, I applaud this person for putting in this request. I would like to see some conversation around it. We've long said, even having the conversation on PHP internals itself, you can do, but it's a mailing list. And again, there's a very specific structure with the mailing list. Not just how you address stuff, but you, like when you do replies, I forget what it is. Your reply has to be above the reply or below. I forget which one. I think Sarah's in our Discord. I'm sure she can explain it to you. But yeah, I get what they're trying to accomplish.
It'd be fun to they do have it there. Never mind. I was going to say, it'd be fun to have that discussion on each RFC, but there is in the references, there's a mailing list discussion where you can go see that.
Yeah. Yep. That is there.
Oh, and then a voting thread now too. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
A discussion thread. Voting thread? Where do you see a voting thread?
I'm on another one, the enum sort direction.
Oh.
Just because I wanted to go see what another RFC looked like.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, this is cool.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's it. I'm curious about the feedback on this. There is a discussion thread now. If anybody's interested, I didn't even think to read through the current discussion thread, but there is one out there.
Well, we probably should have done that.
Why do I think I know this person?
Because you're thinking of Daniil or Daniel, but it was Danail in our user group years ago.
Oh, yeah. I still get notifications every time that guy renews his Jira. I somehow I'm on his Jira list still.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is cool, man. Keep at it, Daniil. Appreciate everything you're doing. All right. Again, I'm not running an hour and a half, so we're right at the right mark.
Did you, the ticket I just moved over, was there a reason you put that there?
Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about Laracon US. I forget why. Oh, Wendell. Talked about Wendell. Laracon US, they discussed the new Forge. So Forge got an overhaul, Laravel's service for spinning up servers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, John, I leaned over to you. I'm like, why do we have Envoyer if basically Forge is doing everything Envoyer was doing for us? So Envoyer was a separate service that allowed you to do zero downtime deployments. So Forge used to let you do deployments, but it wasn't a zero downtime deployment. It was one directory and it just deployed on top of the same directory, right?
Correct.
Whereas Envoyer, it rebuilt your application every time. So we did both services, and Forge adopted that zero downtime deployment in their restructure. And so I said to John, I'm like, I don't think we need Forge or Envoyer anymore.
Right.
And yeah, sure enough, I reached out to the Envoyer team. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to understand, like, why wouldn't I be doing my stuff on Forge? Why am I still using Envoyer? And they were very honest with me. Like, hey, if you're only deploying to one server, Forge is your solution. Mm-hmm. If you're deploying to multiple servers, that's when you want to move to Envoyer. Because Envoyer has always had this capability where you can add multiple servers to it. Made perfect sense to me. And we actually only deploy to one server for pretty much all of our projects. So ever since Laracon, I've been slowly moving sites off of Envoyer, and I was down to like my last site this week. And Forge has a migration button that you can just click if you're in Envoyer. You say, "Hey, migrate this from Envoyer over to Forge," and it just does it, right? And we had one site that didn't have that button show up. And I don't know. I thought maybe I had forgotten where it was, or I wasn't following directions correctly. So when we got Joe, I said, "Hey, Joe, can you move this last site off of?" It was actually PHP Tech TV. I'm like, "Can you move this last site off of Envoyer?" And Joe's like, "No, I don't have permission. I don't have the button." I'm like, "Damn it!" And so I wrote to the Forge team. I'm like, "Hey, I'm trying to move a site off Envoyer," and they're like, "Oh yeah, our bad. There was a glitch in your account. We fixed it. You should see it." So sure enough, it was there. And I asked Joe if he could see it. He could see it, moved it off. So we are completely, I canceled our Envoyer account yesterday. So that was fun. Little savings.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've been putting a lot of work into trimming down our bills that our DigitalOcean bill is just crazy late last year. That's because, again, we'd spin up a server to do something and then kind of forget about it. So we're getting better at trying to maintain that now that we have a Joe. If you listen to Tuesdays Alive and Kicking, everyone needs a Joe.
Everybody needs a Joe. Yeah.
We didn't get that shirt made yet.
We all need a Joe.
Yeah. That's what they were saying on that show, that they were sure by Thursday you would have a new t-shirt in the merch store.
What's this last card here? I'm giving it to you. What is this?
Which one? The one I just added?
Yeah, you just put it there.
Yeah. Joe shared it. They're now calling for PHP 8.6 release managers. Time to put your hat in the ring again, like Sarah is.
That's what this thread is?
Yeah,
release manager 8.6, yeah. They can't have our Joe. I know. Look, right there. Look at that. God damn it, Joe. You've got too much work to do. I can't have you. I can't. But yeah, Joe's out there. I tell you, it's weird. Like, we get a lot of people volunteering now, which is great. I'm very happy to see it. But yeah.
Oh, look, Daniel's going to be putting his name in for veteran for 8.6.
Yeah. 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 Cool, man. Yeah. So if you've ever been, we just talked about it. You want to contribute to the core? That's one way you can do it. You don't even have to code.
If you accept Joe, you get a whole PHP Architect team behind you, though. I'm just saying.
But don't let them know I'm on the team, John. That would count against them. You know how they are. The whole thing's rigged.
We'll have them teach everybody in case he gets hit by a bus. I know you have two already, but why not have 10, 12.
I say it could become infectious within the PHP Architect team. We'll have team members volunteer for the next couple of releases. There's a few people on the team I could totally see doing this. Probably shouldn't because their plates are already full, but I'm sure they'd be interested.
Joe.
Joe. just lost. Oh. Yep. All right.
Sorry to do it to you, Joe, but we need you on for the team.
Yeah, we sabotage you. That's on us. So, okay. Anything else?
Nope. I'm gonna go finish this batch of 3D cookies and
go bowl.
Yep.
All right, man. All right, thanks everybody for hanging out with us. As always, it's been a great time. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so. It just helps out, helps us motivate us, and all that stuff.
So if you're listening, that's youtube.com/PHPARCH.
PHPARCH.
We have multiple. And get your tickets to PHP Tech now. Get your hotel room before they book out.
Definitely do that. And the YouTube channel is more than just this podcast. There's Alive and Kicking, there's Community Corner, as well as Scott Keck Warren, who does Community Corner, also releases a bunch of educational videos on there as well. He does a fantastic job, so there's a lot on there. Catch us on YouTube, or you can even go to phpc.tv, which also gets updated as our YouTube gets updated. Although we don't get metrics from that one. And so go to YouTube. No, I'm kidding. Support PHP. Go to YouTube. All right. That's it. Talk to you, everybody. See you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.